What is up, everybody? Welcome to Season 4, Episode 20 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And thanks for checking us out each and every week. We are on all major DSPs. You can check us out on our social medias in our descriptions. What's been going on this week, woman? Let's get straight into it with Gina's family updates. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. It's just been a tiring week. Extremely tiring. Everybody's needed me.
Everybody's needed you.
Yeah. And they don't ask either.
Family don't ask shit. Kids don't ask. Grandparents don't ask. Parents don't ask.
They just, come here. Okay.
Instead of asking you what you're doing, well, since you ain't doing nothing.
Nobody asked if I was doing something. I just got to go. So, yeah, that's just about it. Just happened to be at everybody's beck and call. We had to fix up a rental property, get it ready real quick. Very quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something a little different this time. It's actually for Salvation Army.
Yeah, couple.
For a couple that's going through Salvation Army through the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
a totally different process right now.
It is a different process.
When you're renting out that way.
So we have to get the house inspected and we have to get it approved and okayed. And then we have to do all this paperwork to say, you know, tax paperwork and all this other stuff. And then we have to hope that we'll get the money. So it's not that it's not.
Yeah, it's not like rent ain't going to get paid.
Right. Rent won't get paid. It's just like a lot of stuff to get it.
Right. It's like, it seems like after you just got done dealing with an old person's situations, your grandpa's situations of Medicaid and all that bullshit.
Now we're adding more. Okay.
You dump him and inherited something else.
I'm like, good job, Dad. He's like, well, I don't know what to do. Oh, like I do.
Right.
So, yeah, we had to do that. And so then, of course, he calls me. Well, I need you to paint and I need you to do this. I need you to do that.
Go get some blinds.
You know, get the blinds and do this. So I'm going to have to do all this stuff while he just goes in the backyard and mows. I'm like, what?
No, Dad's going to do that.
And, of course, it's really, really hot. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a pain in the ass cat in the background that's trying to get our attention right now. Super bad. Get down. Get down. I'll take care of him. Go ahead and keep telling the story, honey. I'll get his ass.
So, it's extremely hot. It's almost 100 out. And there's no shade in the backyard, so it's beating down on him. So I know he's hot as hell. So
we live in Kansas. We ain't got no trees.
No, so he takes a break every 10 minutes. So, and of course the grass, the yard grass in the backyard was all the way up to probably my height. So it was
shit
pretty
was three
tall.
3 foot tall?
It was pretty tall. Well, yeah, honey, sweet. You're fucked up. So, so it was tall and everything. You know he's going to come around to the door and beat on it.
No, he's not, because I already shut the other door.
Oh, good, smart.
Yeah, I'm on it.
You're on it.
You're talking to people. Tell the story. Don't worry about what's going on in the background in production.
So, yeah, we got that all done. And the couple was so sweet. They're just absolutely grateful.
Older black couple?
Mm-hmm. It's an older black couple. They're just grateful. They did come from a really bad apartment situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best part of town, so they're really happy and excited and got moved in and so they're happy.
Why don't you give some of the backstory on them though, because they've been eyeballing that rental property for years.
It is funny, the lady, Dad bought the property from all the properties on this, we have a dead end that we lived on, or I grew up on. It was just a dead end.
Mm-hmm. Dead end street.
And so there was the corner house, our house, and then two other houses. Well, the house next door was an old couple
mm-hmm.
that always lived there. And they were great people. She would always take me every birthday. We'd go to Brahms and eat a banana sundae.
Oh, spoiled kid.
Man. I hated bananas.
Can't tell now.
I don't eat bananas.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I'll eat your banana.
Hey.
But I don't eat fucking bananas.
Check us out on Patreon.
But I totally, you know, would eat this banana because she would take me to eat banana sundaes. And I would be eyeballing the chocolate, you know, brownie sundae. Like, oh,
do you hear where the beginnings of her ending up with a black man started?
Yeah, see? But she'd just go up there. We want two banana sundaes, and I'm like,
oh. But you'd eat it though.
Yay, birthday!
Even though you're looking at the chocolate.
Yep, I'd eat it just to make her happy.
Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of when you was a kid talking about when you had to pick your favorite country or point out your favorite country.
Yeah.
When you were in grade school and you ended up pointing at Niger.
Yep. I always wanted to go there. I don't know why. I always wanted to go to Nicaragua, too. And the only reason why is because favorite movie, My Little Margie, in there, she made a speech because she was on the debate team. She made a speech. She's like, take the soldiers out of Nicaragua. So I always wanted to go to Nicaragua because I thought it was in Nicaragua. I was like, okay, I'm going. And I'm like, I never knew why.
All I got to say right now is don't say that five times fast. We appreciate all you new listeners that are checking out the Interracial Hot Couple podcast right now. Right. Yeah. Some sensitive times right now. Got to be careful.
I was so naive. Okay, so.
So back to the sundaes and bananas.
Yeah. I always just wanted to explore. I wanted out of fucking Kansas is what happened. And I never got out of Kansas. I'm still fucking stuck. So
it's the same thing my dad always says. Welcome to Kansas, where dreams come to die.
Yep. It is so true. So,
Ooh, shit.
So the banana sundae. So she would always do that for me. And then her husband, Lee, he was so great. He was a vet. He was, I don't know which, he was very...
What branch of the military he was in?
I have no idea, but he was very, very old, and he was in the wars because we couldn't do fireworks on 4th of July.
Oh, I believe it, yeah.
Because he would have episodes.
Might have been Vietnam or...
Yeah, Cold no, War he was old.
World War II.
So, yeah. Oh, what was it? Oh, he would always teach me how to tie fishing lines. Mm-hmm. So I know how to do all the knots. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I know how to fish very well. So,
well, you a country gal.
I am. So
Southern Belle.
So, and then my best friend, she lived in the first house, and then me, and then Mary and Lee. Mm-hmm. Well, my best friend moved out of her house, so my dad bought that one, and then... Lee passed away, and then Mary stayed in the house for quite some time after. And then she got too old and ended up having to leave and go live with her sister in Arkansas, I think, or Missouri or something like that. And she didn't want anybody else to have the house, so she sold it to Dad for really cheap. Mm-hmm. So that's how Dad acquired.
Got started.
Yeah. So that's how Dad
the rental properties
acquired that house.
Yeah.
And so when Dad got the house, he cleaned it up, which really didn't have to say much about it, but he put the sign out.
How many years ago do you think this was?
Oh, this.
Or do you remember it was?
This has to be at least 15 years.
Maybe longer.
No, it's about 15, probably it has about 15 to be years. About 15 years. So what's in front of us is a highway.
Right.
Or somewhat highway.
Yeah.
It leads to a highway.
Right.
And so...
It's a busy street.
Yeah, it's a really, really busy street.
Yeah.
We have a train right in front of that. So yeah. We live right on the train tracks.
Yeah. If you guys been listening to our podcast, so do we.
Yeah. See, I can't get away from trains either, obviously. So she would always go down the highway and she saw the sign out. So she stopped by And Dad told her, well, I just got a
renter
contract. Mm-hmm. So I got to, you know, I got to see if it goes through. If it goes through, then it'll be rented.
Yeah,
but if not, you know, drive back by or, you know, call me and, you know, see if it's rented in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And this was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it ended up getting rented. And so, and he was in there for, I would say probably 7-8 years.
Oh, that's a good renter right there.
He was in there for quite a while. Mm-hmm. He was a drunk.
But he paid his bit. Did he pay? He obviously paid his rent.
So he did.
He can be a drunk. You can be whatever you're addicted to out here in the world. If you take care of your responsibilities, though, can't nobody say nothing.
No.
Obviously, you go to work. You pay your bills.
Yeah, so. He was a mess. We had so much damage in the roof because a raccoon was living up there. And he was living with the raccoon, and he did not tell Dad. I mean, the raccoon was there for years.
Yeah, it ain't like, I mean, you're renting. Man, call the landlord like, hey, man, do you have a whole family up there and shit?
I don't know. But how the raccoon got in there was he chewed through the roof.
Oh, through the actual shingles or what?
It somehow got through the roof, so it left a huge hole.
God, dog.
So every time it rained,
getting all kind of water damage and mold and
through the kitchen cabinets.
Oh man, and that would piss me off. Yeah.
Never told
said anything.
Dad.
Oh no, through the winter, all
so
that
this
shit.
Whole time, shit was leaking
and rotting out and all that. Oh shit!
So finally, when he left, we had a lot to clean up and a lot to fix because we didn't know. And then he would lock him. He would do weird things. He put a lock on the outside of the house. Like a bolt lock.
Like, I'm going to lock myself out.
Right? And Dad kept telling him, you know, that's really fucking stupid. Because somebody can just come over here and lock
and
you
just
in.
Just unlock it or lock you in and set this
and
motherfucker
not
on
gonna,
fire.
Not going to let you out. And what if you run out of beer?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. Throw that in there, huh?
So he finally left, finally.
After, you said 8 years?
Oh, he was a mess. Mm. I'm telling you, he was a mess. So then we got other renters, I think.
Off and on.
One time we had a stripper that was there for, I think after him we had the stripper. She was there for about 3 years.
Hold on, really?
Yeah.
Was she cute?
Oh, Dad had... He probably still has all of her shit that was still left there, which was boxes and boxes of just hooker boots and crazy clothes. She left all that stuff behind because she went to another state.
How does she pay her rent?
I didn't care because it wasn't my business.
Just
not
asking.
A least bit.
Just asking.
Not my business. So, at that time,
joking,
she
people.
Did.
I'm just joking.
At that time, too. She drove by, she saw the sign, she stopped by, and Dad said, well, I already have a contract on it, and if it, you know, the same thing, if it falls through, make sure you call me in a day or two, you know, and see if it fell
right.
through
same
or
thing
not.
He said 8 years before that,
right,
or 11 years before that at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then it didn't fall through, so, you know, and this happened every time. She would get so excited, she'd go by, and... Nope. And then this time she put the sign up. She went in and
she
got
jumped
it.
Right on it. Yeah.
And she got it. And she's just like, I've been trying so hard to get this house. And it was crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
But didn't she say something about, like, don't you remember me? Your dad didn't really remember.
Yeah, no. Mm. Dad didn't remember. But, I mean, there's so
been a lot
many
of people.
Yeah. That house, I mean... You put that sign out there, you get 30 people a day calling. I mean, it's insane. Because the highway's right there and people are driving by.
And it's a central location, too.
And it is a central location. You can get on any highways, you know, 230 or I-35 Kellogg. You can get downtown, like, in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you can get anywhere.
Jump on 135 real quick, too.
Mm-hmm. And you can just get it anywhere.
Like you said. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it goes really fast, and it's not that expensive, but it's only a 2-bedroom, too. So, you know, he gets calls and calls and calls and people putting in application after application, and he's got to weed through them all and try to pick the best one that's going to stay a while and not, you know, trash it or, you know.
Or have kids do it. Like the last Ritters.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah.
But it is an incredible story after all these years.
Yeah. So he finally got it. Mm-hmm. And then it was so neat that the husband, he put his hand on Dad's shoulder. He's like, you know what? You don't know it, but you're a blessing to us. And he says, if you get rid of this house or if you decide to sell it, please, we want it. Mm-hmm. Or if there's any way, possible way in the next year or two, if we can rent to own or do anything like that, just let us know. And Dad said, well, we'll just have to see what the future holds. Mm-hmm. I'm like, motherfucker.
And you screaming in the background like, no, you know we don't.
No, we don't.
Jeez. All this shit I've been doing on these houses for years, if I don't have this shit in the will.
This bitch is mine. So, yeah, that's that. Oh, and then, oh, Poppy and Nano. Oh, Jesus. They are some characters. I tell you.
Fuck they did now.
So I show up, well, like I always do, 3-4 times a day. So I show up in the morning, and Nano's like, I don't know. He was up all night screaming and yelling. I don't know what he was yelling about. I almost tripped over Toby, and I was yelling at Toby, so everybody's probably mad at me. I'm like, okay.
Toby is their dog, her grandparents' dog, for all you new listeners. Thank you, new listeners that are checking us out this week.
Yeah, he's blind and deaf, too, probably. I know he's blind.
The motherfucking dog is 27 years old in human years.
He looks like it.
Shit.
So,
he's like, put me out of my fucking misery like, already.
All right, well, let me go in there and see what the fuck then. So I go in there, and he's like, I was like, so you doing okay? He's like, oh my God, I thought I died. I'm like, oh, you died? You're not dead. You're talking to me.
Right.
He's like, I tried to tell her last night. I tried to ask her if I was still alive. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Hey, you can spike some good drugs at dinner or something.
I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. He had a funeral down there, and he owned a whole bunch of Fords, and he had so many people. I swear, like 2,000 people. I was like, who are you talking about?
I was
about
to say, who the fuck are you talking about?
I don't fucking know. So... I'm like, so I just like, okay, Jesus, whatever. He's got the alarm clock in the bed. He's got all this shit all over the floor.
What the hell?
And I'm like, you can't even move, dude. How is this all this shit everywhere? So I'm like picking everything up. I take the blanket off. I'm like, how did you bruise your arm? I tried to tell her.
That I was,
I'm like,
trying
okay.
to ask her if I was alive or dead.
So I take the blanket off, and he's got blood on his brief. I'm like, what the fuck did you do? And I'm like looking all over him, trying to figure out where the hell his blood came from. Still, couldn't figure out where the blood came from. I was like, what is going on?
He didn't tell you where it came from?
He's like, I was dead. I'm like, no, you weren't.
Oh, man, come on.
I was like, look. I can tell you right now, God ain't coming to get you because you're going to be kicking and screaming. He's like, huh, I think so. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
He going to go out with a bang. That's what he's saying.
So here he goes back on the funeral thing. I was like, he had 2,000 people there. I swear, well, maybe 1,000.
What was he talking about, his own funeral?
No. Somebody on the block had a funeral.
I guess.
So I finally get him up. I'm like, okay. He's rambling this whole time. Oh, my God. And then even when I get him, I'm like, I get him turned over so I can get him wiped up and changed and everything. And in the middle of turned over, he's like, turns himself over and says, now listen to me. I'm like trying to struggle and pulling him back over. And I'm like, what?
See, now after this pandemic is over and money ain't funny anymore, cameras will definitely be on because you No, Gina's animated ass right now is hilarious, mimicking her grandfather's movements.
So he's like, just hear me. I said, I'm trying to hear you, but I'm also trying to do this. And he's like, and I don't know. He rambled some whole bunch of other shit. And I'm like, and then he's like, and just frozen. And I'm like, you know, can you come back over so I can finish? I am. I'm like, no, no, you're not. And he's like, oh, that way. And I'm like, get back over. Come back. So I get him back over. And then he sits there and he starts talking again. And I have no idea what he's saying. So I get him, I'll get his pants and everything on. And I get him in the thing and he wheels in there. Mm-hmm. And I go in there. And I tell Nano, I said, he's on one. And I go take that out. And I go and I take the trash out. And he goes back in. And he starts yelling at Nano something about, I told you, I needed you because I was dying. And she says, you weren't dying. I said, he's a little dramatic. He's a drama queen. Like, Jesus.
Your Nana be tripping too, man. You know she be having her fucking moments too. She can't wait to be talking shit about your grandpa.
Oh,
man.
God. So then he starts rambling, and she has no idea what he's saying because I can see her face like. So I'm like, I said, okay, this is what he said. Some man on the block with tons of Fords had a funeral with 2,000 people. And I'm like, she says, nobody on this block had a funeral that we went to. She says, yes, I did. You weren't there. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
How was she not there when he won a divorce after being married for 700 years?
I have no fucking clue. So then she turns around. And I'm just like, I just like, Jesus. So he starts trying to tell the story. And I'm just like, I start toning them out. And then he wants to go down the block of everybody who had the funeral. And so Nano's like, going with him.
Oh, geez.
Saying, well, we went to so-and-so's funeral. I said, you know what? I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm out. You guys have fun talking about your funeral because it'll be all day. She says, I know. I said, okay, good day. I'll see you later.
Yeah. She ain't got no choice because he ain't going to let it go.
I like Jesus. Help my soul.
That reminds me of my uncle. Rest in peace, Uncle. Where he used to get mad. I'd go visit him at the hospital and stuff. And he was on a breathing tank, oxygen mm-hmm. tank. And not long before he died, he used to tell me, he says, you make sure you tell your auntie to bury me in my favorite suit. I better be in my favorite suit.
Oh, jeez.
You tell your aunt that I want to be in my favorite suit. And he was dead serious. And guess what he got buried in?
His favorite suit. I said favorite soup.
Oh, shit. He was hilarious. Jeez. He was hilarious, man. It just reminds me of how he used to be and how all the shit he used to talk and stuff like that. Just like my dad told me a story. One time he pulled him in a garage one evening. It was one late evening or whatever. I don't know what we was doing. We was probably hanging out over there or whatever. And he said, your uncle pulled out a blow-up doll. They were in the garage, pulls out a blow-up doll and said, this is my girlfriend. Oh, man. I ain't trying to tell our business, fam. You know, some of my family listens to this. I'm just saying. Right. But, man, there's a lot of funny shit, man. But he was a funny dude. But
so then Nano was blaming Dad because the night before, oh, Papa, he got upset. Well, he didn't get upset. I put him to bed, and I go to take the stuff to the trash. And Dad stops me on the way through and wants to tell me a story. I can't tell you what the story is because I wasn't listening. So
imagine that.
I know. So then as soon as I walk in the room, he says, I'm going to tell you something. I said, okay. okay, what you telling me? He's like, this one time.
At band camp?
Right. We were out and about, and it was probably like 3, 4. No. 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. I said, okay, 10 o'clock. He's good time. So I was like, okay. And he says, we were out, and I had no idea what he was saying. I was like, he was like, we were over there, and there was all these cars. And I'm like, okay, these cars. And he's like, yeah. And he was telling me that I had no idea what he was saying. The whole time, I had no idea what he was saying.
Smile.
And I was like. So he was saying all this stuff about something about these cars lined up and all this weird stuff. And he kept saying, the one on the corner, the one on the corner. And I'm like, what's his name? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know his name. He's like, what's his name? I'm like, are you talking about? I was trying to come up with the name. I was like, Pat. It was like Bidwell. Sam Bidwell's. And he was like, no. I was like, are you sure that is Sam Bidwell's? That was the car lot. And he's like, yes, that's the name. I was like, I told you that was the name. And he was like, yeah. And I said, okay, what about it? And he's like, all these cars, and we had to go, and there's the cop, and the cop was there. They were all drunk. And I'm like, okay, none of this is fucking making sense.
Don't sound like it to me.
He's like, Dave. And I'm like.
That's your dad. What? For the listeners that don't know.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, Dad. They all want to sit in there and talk, but they never want to hear us. They never want to hear. And I'm like, okay. Dave. And I'm like, oh, God, this isn't going to go. So finally, Dad comes in here, and Dad was like, he was trying to tell this story. To Dad. Dad had no idea what he was saying. But Dad was like, yeah, that's Sam Bidwell's. And Poppy was like, no. And I was like, yes, it is. Because I mowed the grass there and across the street of so-and-so. I don't know what that one was. What he was saying there. And it was too Sam Bidwell's. Before that, it was like Dodge Smith Dodge or something like that.
The car lot.
Yeah. And then Sam bought it. And then Sam owned it, you know, and Sam Stills owns it. And, you know,
I thought he said it was a whole bunch of Fords. That's what.
And and so then he's like, Mom. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So Dad was like, Mom, get in here. So here she comes. So she's listening to his babbling and she's like, Oh, yes. He's talking about, I'm like, I didn't hear, I didn't even understand one word he said. But she's like, oh, yes. He's talking about the time where all the keys were in the cars and they were all open and they were inside drunk in the building. And so we went across the street and there was a cop and the cop came. And then I don't know the rest of the story because they stopped there because Dad had to bring up another story. And so this story
after all that, it took right. all that to even get to the, oh, shit.
Yeah. So leave then, it this to your stories, dad. Then this story was they were eating ice cream after some ball game.
Another ice cream story, huh?
Right. They were eating ice cream after some ball game. And a drunk guy was flying down the road, hit a whole line of cars, flipped, and took out cut a pole in half. And Nano and Poppy was like, no. That never happened.
Your dad making up a story?
Nano's like, you dreamed that. That's her go-to on everything. If she don't remember that, you dreamed it.
So, all y'all crazy.
He's like, yes, so-and-so, some name. Mm-hmm. So-and-so, he was trying to pull the guy out, and there was blood everywhere. I was standing right behind him watching it. And they said, don't do it, the live wire. And it was parking everywhere. So he dropped the dead guy.
Damn.
And So Nana blames Poppy's whole finasco the night before with all the, you know, dad's little story fiasco. That he dreamed. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus, you guys are nuts.
That's where you get it from.
Probably. Probably do.
Dripped up the story, huh?
I dream up all my stories.
According to her, all y'all do.
Yep. Yep.
Damn.
So that's how my fame is going.
And that was just one evening.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Sounds ridiculous. I would have been like, yeah, I'm ready to go too. I'm out of here. I'm trying to get you the fuck out of here. Let's go. But you so damn nice, you have to sit there and still listen to the shit.
I'm like, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Now I was like, stop doing that. You can't keep doing that.
Talking to you.
I'm like, I'm just agreeing. Exactly. And I'm like, well, what else am I supposed to do? He's trying to talk to me. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he's saying. And neither do you.
I thought that we was working together here.
She says, that's why I just tell him to shut up. I'm like, okay. Well, that's a little rude.
Now, you have the power to do that, Grandma. I don't.
No.
Yet. When it's my turn, it'll be my turn.
That's why he likes me and wants to move in and wants to divorce you. See?
He wants to buy a house with us and everything.
I know. Oh, God.
That was funny. Tell everybody about that. That was pretty damn funny, too.
He was like, that's it. We're moving in together. I said, we are. He says, yes. We'll be just fine. I said, okay. I'm like, I don't know what brought that on. Mm-hmm. I guess you and Anima had a bad day.
It's all that bullshit. She was on that bullshit, granddaughter. You don't understand.
It was funny because, I don't know, I showed up one other night this week. I showed up and I must have showed up at the perfect timing because Nana was getting ready to take his meds in with him and she just sets them on the table. You do it. I was like, oh shit, okay. So I go in and I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, everything, I guess. Okay. Well, stop doing everything. Like, I just can't. I said, well, let's just go to bed. I better. It's the best place for me. Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it, I guess. She wasn't feeling it. They must have had a bad day. That's why he brought up moving in with us and shit.
No. He just.
It must be in the air right now because I ran into a person that I know yesterday and said, and I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He was like, oh, I didn't recognize you there for a second because I had a mask on and stuff. And we got to talking. I said, man, what you doing over here? He was like, oh, well, I pissed the wife off. And I was like, one of those days, huh? He's like, yeah. And I kind of yelled at her in front of the customers. And, it just didn't go well. And I apologized to her, but I said, but yeah, you can tell shit still ain't just going smooth right now. No. So I'm up here getting her some of her favorite food, hopefully. Oh, it says so to kind of smooth it over a little bit. It's like, I hope so. Right. And she gets a little cranky like I do when you're hungry too. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know about that one in my house.
Yeah, it happened. That sugar gets low. That anger goes up.
As I said, it must be something in the air then. Shit, man. It
must be. I don't know. It's funny.
But he cracked me up. He was like, yeah, but he didn't get himself nothing either. That was even the funniest part. He went up there and get her something. That's like knocking on the door, peeking around the corner. Just make sure them flames ain't shooting out the door like a backdraft. Right.
I love you.
You all right? You need anything? I'm fine. Okay, that means, fellas, back away.
All right, I'm out here.
Yep. Man, shit, I could never do that shit. You know how I used to be and how I still am. Mm-hmm. And we ain't been mad at each other like that in a long fucking time. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. But when you would be mad, I'd be like, shit. You'd be mad by yourself then. Shit, I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually would be.
Like, she'd be mad by herself. Mm-hmm. See how she is already? Like, mm-hmm, whatever.
And I'll get over it.
I ain't sleeping on no couch. You got me fucked up. I ain't sleeping on no damn couch. I'm mm-mm. coming to bed. I ain't sleeping nowhere else. You welcome to join me. I ain't sleeping on no couch.
No.
Mm-mm. Never have. Not doing it.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, that's funny that your grandma and grandpa still be fighting like that after all these years. That's part of it, though. They've been with each other for so damn long.
Yep, it's okay, I guess.
They both old and tired, ready to take a dirt nap and sick of each other.
I don't know.
Oh, man. So what else been going on in the world? That was quite the extended family update on this week's episode.
I know. They're funny this week.
And it ain't even over. It's the weekend.
I know.
Speaking of which, we haven't done dedications. We haven't done because everything that's been going on with the pandemic and everything, with the police brutality and everything going on and the protests. There's been a lot of stuff going on. Still a lot of stuff going on this week. I'm sure you guys are paying attention to the headlines, reading the stories and stuff. I don't want to go into the deep details about it. You can look at it for yourself and come up with your own conclusions on what's going on. But definitely, condolences to the friends, family, and loved ones of the lives that have been lost this last week.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, and some of the nasty bullshit that's still going on out here in our communities. Yeah, definitely condolences to the families, friends, and loved ones of the lives that have been lost this week. Dedication this week, though, however, Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
It is Father's Day, so shout out to all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day.
Shout out to all the fathers out there.
Keep doing your thing.
Yep.
Keep supporting your kids.
Keep putting up with your wives.
Or get rid of your wives. I don't care either one. Keep supporting the kids. Be your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be the dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I was just thinking too, I know Father's Day is tough times. For a lot of people, too, that are mm-hmm. out there.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day can also be a holiday that hurts, just like Mother's Day does if you don't have your father in your life or your mother in your life anymore. Or, you know, unfortunately, like this week, children that lost their father this week in Georgia. And I believe the mother of the kid's name is Tamika Miller. I need to fact check that for sure. If I have your name incorrect, I apologize. But, you know, just thinking about Father's Day for, like, even George Floyd's children.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day can also be painful to some people. If you know friends or family or you yourself are going through a tough time this weekend with Father's Day, reach out. You know, surround yourself with loved ones, people that care about you.
Especially those fathers that don't get their sons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's a lot of that goes on, too, in society. A lot mm-hmm. more often than not. For sons and daughters, you know.
Yep.
Fathers that have been shunned out of their children's lives and stuff like that mm-hmm. behind some bullshit or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
Just keep going, man. You know, keep going. Keep going strong. It's not always easy for everybody. I hear some other stories of people, too, that, you know, have a hard time with this holiday this weekend
mm-hmm.
of Father's Day for various reasons. So, you know, just keep strong. Surround yourself with loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
Find something positive, you know, to do. Try to think about the positives. Just think about the fact that you're still here, that you're still breathing,
mm-hmm.
and that you're still alive. Wish should let you know that you have the strength of 1,000 men, man, mm-hmm. or women. You have the strength to continue on. So, you know, don't let it impede you now. Don't let it stop you now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep going. Keep going strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do. That's definitely all you can do. That hits close to home for me personally.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, just keep going strong and keep doing your thing the best you can. If you're not going through a tough time, you know, make sure your kids call you and make sure they get you something nice, man. Don't be giving your dad no socks and no ties and some underwear, some dumb shit. Man, take care of your pops, people.
Yeah.
Children, take care of your pops, man. Look out for your dad. If my dad ain't doing nothing this Sunday, I'm going to the lake with him.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the lake with my dad, you man. We're going to go to the lake and have us a good time and talk about dick pills and everything else.
What you need to do. Tell your dad what he needs to come see me. I'll get some herbs up for him.
Take care of your dads, people. Take care of your dads, man. Let them know you love them. You know, especially as men coming up. A lot of times, us as men that are fathers, we're growing up as the kids are growing up.
We all do.
But I mean, and then there's some people out there, you know, like me, for example. I've made some knucklehead mistakes in my past. I've made my own share of mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I'm bringing up Tamika Miller, excuse me if I still have your name incorrect, in that particular tragic situation. Is the one thing that I've noticed with a lot of these tragedies that have been happening, why the fuck do these news outlets feel like it's okay to bring up somebody's criminal history and past when they've been murdered?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. How many people, all the listeners that we have, who hasn't made mistakes in their lives? Now, I'm not talking about criminal charges. And some of the egregious charges that a person could have. But how many of us have made enough mistakes or did some bullshit that hasn't been caught, that we haven't been caught doing, but had we been, would have been labeled a certain way, especially if it was something that you did years and years ago.
People change. And not only that, you know? It's the story behind the charge.
Yeah.
Okay. You have no idea what that story was. You don't know the full details. That could have been totally fucking just bogus, and you still got that fucking charge.
Right. And, you know, and it's sad because, I mean, I talked about it a few episodes back when I was talking about, one of my best friends. You know, never put hands on his girlfriend, mm-hmm. but he's still labeled mm-hmm. as a woman beater.
Right.
You know, and stuff like he never did anything. Never did anything. And mm-hmm. I know that for a fact that he never did anything.
Right.
Because if I was ever with friends with somebody who did do something like that and I knew that, they would have caught that fair ass whooping even from me. Because that's just, I don't play around with that type of shit. But I don't understand why they feel like it's okay to bring up. Do you want everybody bringing up your dirt and your past if something were to happen mm-hmm. on any accord? That none of that matters when the kids are the ones that are left suffering at the end of the day. Because the way this woman was talking about her now deceased husband, murdered husband, he was a great father.
Mm-hmm.
It was his daughter's birthday the next day. Literally the next day. They went to the arcade earlier that day, took her to get her nails done. You know, they were having a great time. Said he was a devoted father, great husband, everything. How many people have we known getting out of the bar, getting out of the club, doesn't matter, fell asleep in the car, pulled over, go to sleep in the car, fall asleep at a drive-thru? I've seen it a million freaking times. That's why I was like, I'm done going to drive-thrus, especially during my bouncing days when yeah. I used to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
I am done going to drive-thrus and all that because these cats is out here, they wilding a little bit.
Yep.
Doesn't mean a man has to get shot down and killed. Because if he could stand there and talk for 48 minutes without any problems whatsoever, then all of a sudden it turns, nah. It ain't gotta be that. What happened to the old school days? Like I've even told you a story before. When I was some of my fellas, when we was young, doing some things we shouldn't have been doing, mm-hmm. and we was behind the wheel. The cop says, I'm gonna follow you guys home. I've even had some friends tell me, you know, the cops was like, you know what? Where do you live? Let's just go ahead and take you to your house. You can come back and get your car. It didn't have to be none of that extra shit that it turned into.
That's what I...
And then you want to bring up the man's past. Like, just knock it off.
What I feel is these cops are here to... are put in place to de-escalate, not escalate. And I think the problem is that they're escalating every situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's for their benefit, for
improper training.
They're, you know, getting more money. I don't know. It's not for me to know.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's just improper
but
training.
I know that you are paid to serve and protect, which means to de-escalate. to make sure that nobody gets hurt, to make sure that things are done right in the right way. And that is not, you shouldn't be putting your hands on anybody. No, period.
Now, look, granted, I understand that it turned into a situation of defending yourself, but it didn't warrant 3 bullets in somebody's back.
Not at
all. So you caught a right hook. So you caught, how far was he going to actually get?
That ain't deadly.
How far was he going to get?
You got your ass beat.
And you couldn't even, and you couldn't handle the taser your damn self. And you supposed to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
To the, you know, so, I mean, but the point that I'm getting to is,
his ego got hurt. That's all that is. His ego got hurt.
And that's why he's facing felony
and
murder.
And you got the better of yourself.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Doesn't have to be that. That's the part that I feel like a lot of people keep missing that are saying, well, he was resisting, he was this, he was that. Did it still mean he had to die?
No.
That's the point. You stupid. Just, I'm not saying you're stupid.
If you do what he says, no. Well, who? No, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to do what somebody says. If they're demanding, I don't do what nobody says.
But here's the point. Over 45 fucking minutes went by with him and doing everything they instructed him to. He took this field sobriety test. He failed it. Fine. He failed it. Okay. He's on probation. Okay, you could deal with that. That's not your job to deal with that part of it. Okay, fine. The end of the day is that man did not deserve to get killed over that.
Nope.
I see countless videos of motherfuckers standing there with guns and whatever, and they trying to talk a motherfucker off a ledge. We see videos after videos after videos. You can look them up. And they'll sit there and talk to the motherfucking perpetrator for hours and hours and hours.
To save their life.
It's just, I mean, I just don't get how people don't see the double standard. I don't see where people are so blind to not see the double standard. A routine traffic stop. I'll always bring this up as an example because it happens to each and every American every day.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean that you need to get shot and killed over a traffic stop?
Nope.
No matter what race you are. No. And here's one thing that I'm going to bring up, and some of you listeners might not like this, but this is our podcast, and this is my opinion, strictly my opinion. You can take it or leave it. Well, white people kill more white people, or white people get shot more. What's the population difference between white people and black people in this country? Quite a bit of difference.
Mm-hmm.
But our 98% incarceration rate in this country, ironically, are black people.
Yep.
It's plain as day. You can see it. Look at it. It's right there in your freaking face. Knock it off. It's right there in your face. I don't get it. I don't get it. At the end of the day, these are fathers. These are sons. These are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So Father's Day ain't exactly a happy day or a happy weekend for everybody right now. Times are tense. We definitely sympathize in more ways than one, even in our household. We get it. I live it, so of course we get it.
Yep, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So rest in peace. Some of the other nasty stuff, I just have a hard time. I can't even formulate words for it right now. I'm not going to. With even some of the lynchings and the hangings and stuff going on in California, it's just a bunch of nasty stuff, man. It's just nasty. It's bullshit. We got to do better, people. We got to do better.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do better.
Yes.
But for Father's Day, what do you have planned for your dad? We're fortunate enough to still have our fathers in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely fortunate. What do you mean, nothing? That's your dad.
Exactly. Probably nothing. He's going to go and he's going to go play his guitar all day long.
He don't play guitar. He plays the stand-up bass. Yeah, you better get it right. I didn't raise you to say things that... No.
I know. Whatever. He's going to go pretend he's practicing.
That's messed up. I also posted a picture of me and your dad earlier this week on our Instagram page. You could check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Because me and him don't always see eye to eye on certain things, but we do always have each other's back.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we've always had each other's back.
That is true.
So, but thank you guys for listening to us this week, yet again on another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate every single last one of you guys. We appreciate the new listeners, too, that have been checking us out. We definitely appreciate you guys, too. We see you out there.
You're awesome.
Yeah, we definitely see you out there. If you want to reach out to us, you'll see where to reach out or see where to get a hold of us in our description. It's definitely in there. Mm-hmm. Any topics, questions, crazy news stories, something funny, anything you want to throw out there at us that you want us to talk about or, you know, see. We've been getting a lot of messages here lately.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of messages here lately, so it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate everybody's support. Make sure you get your dad a good gift this weekend. Don't be on some bullshit, even if it's a good meal. You know your mama's cooking sucks. Take your dad out to eat, man. Throw those masks on. Kidnap your dad and just take him to his favorite restaurant, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you got to do. And you children out there, if you're lucky enough right now, you're fortunate enough to have your father in your life, reevaluate that and appreciate the fact that you do have your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one. Mm-hmm. You only get one. But, all right, baby, anything you want to tell everybody before we get the fuck up out of here?
Let's see. Keep standing your ground. Everybody stand your ground. Keep going every day and just keep pushing that love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep pushing that positivity.
Yeah.
Because this world needs it.
Definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely does. Easier said than done in some days because things are tough right now. Financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, everything is, it's tough right now. It is tough. But hang in there. Do the best you can. Take this weekend. If you can, even if it's a painful weekend for some people, regardless of your situation, enjoy it the best you can.
Right.
You know, surround yourself with people if you're able to. I know we're still in a pandemic right now. Social distancing is important. But, you know, make a phone call. Make a phone call. Send a text.
Mm-hmm. And it is extremely draining right now. So you need to recharge.
Yeah.
I mean, quite often right now. So.
Yeah.
To keep that energy going, that energy up, and keep producing that positivity and that good aura out there.
Yeah. And even if you know somebody else, too, that's going through something similar this weekend with Father's Day, reach out to them, too. You know, you guys hook up together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a couple drinks and sit back and, you know, just have a good time.
Be fathers together.
Or reminisce or reflect.
Mm-hmm.
On your fathers or whoever you may have lost that might have been even a father figure in your life. So, you know, make the best of it. It's not the easiest holiday for me either, but make the best of it. I'm going to sit down and go fishing with my dad.
Drink a beer.
And eat bacon sandwiches.
Bacon sandwiches. Okay.
That's one of our favorite movies, Grumpy Old Men.
Yes, I know.
All we need is a couch. That's all we need. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this week. Hopefully, we gave you a little bit of a distraction from a lot of the negativity that's going on out here in the world, even though we talked about it here a little bit. But hopefully, you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.